Hello all, I am Ashok. You are listening to my first podcast series, Innermost Circle. This is episode 1 and the title is The Institution. Ashok Kumar, what are you doing? This was the frequent call from my uncle. He was more curious than I to know and understand what I was doing. One Sunday afternoon after my lunch, I was playing on the guava tree in the garden. I was having a leisurely time. Looking at me playing, Uncle thought to put my time to better use. He asked me to bring my math textbook. I reluctantly nodded and brought my textbook along with a notebook and a pencil. He said, "Let us solve algebra problem, simultaneous equations." Simultaneous equation problems were a bit strange. They always have x and y alphabets and we must find the value of x and y. I was good at math, but with uncle watching, everything looked daunting. As we were solving the problem, at one point I had to solve for subtracting 60 from 61. For some strange reason, I blacked out. He asked me, "What is 61 minus 60? I answered 60. He asked me once again, "What is 61 minus 60? I answered nervously, "It is 60. By now he was furious, raised his voice and yelled, but my answer did not change. One smack on my head, fart. He hit me and this sent shivers down my spine. I was mentally broken. He asked me the same question once again, but my answer did not change. He went berserk. At this point, Aunt was looking at the event unfolding right in front of her eyes. She sympathized and requested Uncle to let me go. I ran and hid in my room, sobbing. I was only 7 years old when this incident occurred. This was a typical one side of Uncle. To this day, this incident scares the hell out of me. Even today, sometimes there are moments where I lose my awareness and do not react to the people around me. When something goes wrong, my mind revisits this memory. Uncle believed in achieving excellence in the field of education. Right from the age of 7, he started teaching me math tables. Mathematics fascinated him. Every time we encountered each other, he would quiz me randomly, "What is 13 times 7? Or 12 times 8? Or 9 times 4? I would get the correct answer 9 out of every 10 times. He would be impressed at my proficiency in tables. Getting that acknowledgement meant I could commit any crime in the world only for that day. During my 5th class, my math teacher was teaching the table series and she was quizzing random table series. I was taking a shot in case the student whom she asked did not answer. At one point, she asked me to keep my mouth shut. There was pin drop silence. She went on with her grueling session. She asked other students. To her dismay, nobody answered her questions. She looked at me and said, "Hey, you boy, can you answer this question?" I feverishly stood up and answered the question correctly. She then asked me to stand up on the bench. This perplexed me. What kind of a mockery for answering the question correctly? She then asked all the other students to stand up and applaud for my excellence. I can still hear the thunderous applaud of 25 pupils rooting for me. I accepted the appreciation. I received standing ovation from my fellow students in class 5. Wow! This was due to the practice and lessons taught by my uncle. He would have been incredibly happy to witness this event. His favorite catchphrase was, "Common sense is not common." In all his practical work that I assisted him, be it car repair, carpentry, gardening, house cleaning and maintenance, he demonstrated and taught me to learn the practical aspect of executing things. In a simple activity to fix a fan frame, he always pointed out, diagonals first. Even while washing utensils, he would show me how to rinse the utensils first, so the residual food particles were removed before applying liquid soap. He prepared my first study table. I remember the number of measurement iterations we did prior to ordering the materials, wood, hardware, and paint. He always was methodical and structured in approaching any work. Though he would involve me to assist him in all his pet projects, more importantly, he wanted me to learn and do them better. Of course, I did not mostly appreciate it then, because my friends were playing cricket in the park opposite home, and here I was cleaning fan blade grease. Phew. My biggest learning, of course, was definitely common sense is not common. Uncle's son's name is also Ashok. A highly intelligent, hardworking student, he graduated from IIT Kanpur as the best all-rounder student with a gold medal. He went on to become distinguished chief architect in the company he worked. He co-founded a new company. I think Uncle's son Ashok was one of the reasons Uncle always wanted me to do better. Unfortunately, I neither focused nor had the forethought on my career. I aspired for IIT only on compulsion. This only got worse out of me and I failed miserably. I was a classic example of fitting a square peg in a round hole. Uncle did everything possible to support me towards my preparation. He bought me, solved exam papers and enrolled me into then famous Brilliant Tutorials. I must confess, I was not meant to crack competitive exams under those circumstances and mindset. I was never determined enough to focus on studies. I always looked for distractions and to venture outdoors. Nevertheless, dear uncle, I would like to share that I have learned more from you than my 16 years of institutional education. To me, you were the institution. You provided an experiential learning and life's lessons. You epitomize the fact that change starts with self and one person can bring in change. I could never fathom why you always addressed me as Ashok Kumar instead of Ashok. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Look forward to your feedback on this episode. Episode 2 is now available. Happy listening. Cheers. With lots of love, Ashok.